Since we have come in contact, we have been brought into, and we have been joined to Jesus. We have become his body. He is the head, and we are who? The body. Members in particular, right? Since this has happened, and we have been called, and we are called, and we are. That's who we are called, and that's who we are. The body of Christ. We are called the family of God, the redeemer of the Lord. Amen. So, since we are the body of Christ, give me 1 Peter. I said 1 Peter, excuse me, 2 Peter 2 and 1. Y'all got up there what I said, but I told you wrong. Give me 2 Peter 2 and 1. All right? Thank you, guys. And I want this in the Passion. So, since we are who God says we are y'all listening to me too? This is what the Passion says. So, abandon every what? Oh, they don't have it up there yet. They're coming. So, abandon every form of evil. Do what? Abandon. You know what abandon means? Hebrews chapter 12, I think in verse 1 and 2. I know I got it now. And it says that in those verses, in one of the statements, lay aside every weight. Huh? And every sin. You know what laying aside means? Abandon, get rid of. Lay aside anything that will slow you down. Anything that will hold you back. Anything that will distract you. Abandon every form of evil. Deceit and hypocrisy. That is hypocritical. Feeling of jealousy. What else? Slander. Anything that is put weight on you, distract you, arouse you in the flesh against what God has said. Abandon that. Get rid of it. You've been brought into the family of God where there's righteousness, holiness, truth, goodness, and kindness, mercy, and all of God's good treasures has been, you've been brought into it and made partaker of it. So abandon this. This will stall you. This will cause you to deviate. This will cause you to back up. This will cause you to hold up. It will cause you to become sluggish, unresponsive to what God wants you to do. When it comes time to in a gathering like this, when it comes time, and that's we know why we're here. This morning, we come down to praise God and express our gratitude and thanksgiving to Him. We sit there with our mouth closed like we're in a strange place and we don't know what's going on. Abandon that. God is too good to be quiet. He's done too much for you through the week, kept you from the many dangers that you saw. And then there were many, even more of them you didn't see. And he kept you safe. And you don't have nothing to say. About a way of saying, thank you, sir. I come together with my brothers and my sisters. I come together to magnify you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Do I have any help in this house today? So I abandon all of these things, even though my body's hollering at me, trying to tell me how it feels. I abandoned it. I ignored it. I didn't come to listen to you, body. You already have given me enough trouble while I was getting here. I come to give God some glory. I come to give him some praise. I come to tell, to help my brother and my sister. I come to encourage them. I didn't come to be a weight on them. I come to let them know that we're on the same team. I come to let them know that we're here to lift up the only one that is to be lifted up. Anybody here today? So I abandon all these weights, all of these distractions. I won't be a hypocrite and put on a show while I'm in the midst of you. But what you see me do here, I'm going to do it behind closed doors in my private time with my Jesus. Anybody here today? Hallelujah. So I'm getting rid of this because it is a distraction. What I'm going to do in the same way that a nursing infant cries for milk, I'm here crying out for the word of God. God, I want more. Hallelujah. I didn't come just to put on a show and let somebody hear me and see how loud I can be. But God, I want more of you. I want you in the midst of this worship. I want you in the midst. So here I am as a baby that cries for milk when he's hungry. Hallelujah. And I'm here to cry out to God. Hallelujah.